Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
The following program is sponsored by Mullen Plumbing. The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome to House Talk with Ray Trimble, where answers to your home questions are just a call away at 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764.
Good morning, Oklahoma, and welcome to House Talk right here on KRMG AM 740. And FM 102.3. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. We're those guys crisscrossing this beautiful state we call Oklahoma in those red and white trucks and vans and the big white pump trucks, of course. But one thing's for sure, when our techs show up, whether we're working inside or outside your home or business, shirts will be tucked in, belts will be on, and if they're coming inside, they're going to be wearing their shoe booties. I've got a panel of experts in here today. Let me first introduce the guy that's not here this morning. Daryl Brown, Dynamic Carpet Care, not here. MIA for a good reason, because, he texted me last night and he said, Ray, I'm going to quote him. He said, I have an all hands on deck situation. I am not going to be there. That means water extraction, flooding. And I have to be honest, I hadn't even thought about Daryl in the midst of everything that's going on right now. I bet he is slammed as the waters recede and the cleanup begins. Dynamic Carpet Care is probably going to be a great one to call to help you out with all of those problems. And before I introduce the guests, just give a shout out to all of you out there, if you're listening, that are having to stay with family. Maybe you're up in a hotel and all the other places. You're displaced, and we hate that for you. Our prayers and our hearts go out to you. That sucks. I wish there was something you could do about it. I've had folks calling, talking to me, asking, and, man, there's not a French drain or a pump that's going to save you from what's happening right now. I think the best thing we can all do as a community is pull together and help people get their lives back once these waters go back down, which hopefully after this next week of rain will begin to happen. So let me introduce these guys. Let me jump over here. Got Skip Labasse, Labasse Protection Services. Skip, how you doing, brother?
Good. Rejuvenated, fresh back from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Now, when did you go to New Orleans?
Okay, we went...
Was it this last weekend?
Yes, right before Memorial Day.
You got to be kidding me.
But then someone had the right idea. Drive to Biloxi. It's beautiful beaches.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a beach. But I thought I was standing in Keystone Lake. I'm not kidding. I mean, and then I start wading out. I bet I was out 50, 60 yards and it's still to my kneecaps.
Oh, wow.
And there's no waves.
Wow.
So if you ever have a chance to go there, pass on that.
So if Brian and I would have been there, it would have been up to our chest.
No.
We could have swam around and played in it, probably.
Yeah. Kiddie pool.
Belly button, maybe. But I would suggest go another mile or two, or hour or two down the road.
This is so crazy, Skip. I can't believe that you were in New Orleans, because Missy and I are sitting last Saturday eating breakfast, and she says, you know, it's Memorial Day weekend, Ray, and you never get a weekend. You work every Saturday. We could have gone and done something. I was like, we still can. She was like, what are we going to do? And I was like, I don't know. And she said, let's just go to the airport and catch a flight. And I was like, let's do it. So we went up there Saturday.
To New Orleans?
And went to the counter, and we were like, what have you got for us? What can we go do today? And the lady said, if you get on a plane now, I can have you in New Orleans by 8 o'clock. And we're like, we'll take it.
So you were there?
I was there.
That is... So see, if you had Facebook, you would have known.
And that's where I got my hat that I'm sporting today for Facebook Live. I gave a little...
Where'd you stay?
I stayed at the Waldorf Astoria.
man. Fourth floor? I'm just kidding. I went there.
I was about to say, what?
We were at the Hilton.
Oh, yeah.
But on Friday, it wasn't busy at all. Did you notice?
Yeah, I wasn't there Friday. I didn't get there until Saturday.
So here's my New Orleans story.
Okay.
On French Quarters, not everyone, but a lot of people I've known have been like sucker punched or gotten fights there just innocently.
Really?
After hours.
I have never experienced that.
So we're walking down, you know, in French Quarters.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, everybody's gathering around. There's a fight. So I grab my phone. Everyone starts running.
Oh.
I have my phone, so I'm not paying attention because the guy pulls something out of his pocket.
Yeah.
And so I don't see it because I got my phone out, you know.
Yeah.
You can't see really on your phone. You're just trying to get it. And but he knocked out of his hand. It was like a big chubby guy and a little skinny guy. And chubby guys always win.
You know what's funny I was actually telling my wife this last weekend. I was like, you know, New Orleans is fun because I was saying that never happens. I haven't seen that side. But now keep in mind, when Missy and I are bar hopping in New Orleans, it's oyster bars. Like we're going around hitting oysters and crab and peel and eat shrimp. We're not doing the other stuff.
That is so funny. We're both there at the same time.
I know it. I wish I would have known. That would have been so fun.
It was a really good time. I drove.
Yeah.
10 hours. If you have a chance to do that, pass on that.
Okay.
Because by the time you get to Shreveport, you're just miserable.
Forget
you're
about
dying.
It.
And there's no. I've driven it four times in the last 12 months.
Yeah.
And Siri takes me a different direction
every time.
And going there is one way and it's another way coming back.
Oh, yeah.
But did you have boudin?
Did I have what?
Boudin.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
I just ate oysters, crab, peel and eat shrimp, and I just OD'd on it. I went crazy with it.
So I always get the shrimp po' boy.
Yeah.
Some boudin.
Yeah.
And I have gumbo every place I go just to try.
I like gumbo.
Because it's different.
Like gumbo.
Did you do the swamp boat tour?
No.
Oh, let me show you some pictures in a little bit.
Okay.
It was a wonderful swamp boat tour.
Dang.
Alligators like right here.
I have done a swamp tour before. I didn't this last weekend.
I've done them in Florida and here.
Yeah.
And I think this probably might have been the best one yet.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun.
All right, so really quickly, what's your topic today?
Oh, is that why
New
we're
Orleans?
Here? Gumbo, jambalaya.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about on the radio all this weather, extreme weather.
Okay.
The effects it has on your system and what you can do to help prevent it or take care of it.
Okay.
Your Facebook page is going to be about cleaning things up on the outside so that your connectors are not weathered.
Okay. Very
tarnished.
Cool.
Okay.
Very cool. All right, good stuff. I'm going to introduce this other guy that's been quietly, patiently waiting over here. I know I've got a caller on the phone. Stay with me. I'm about to get to you. I got Mr. Brian Underwood over here at Mullins HVAC department. Brian, how you doing, man?
Well, I was in Tulsa last weekend. So, yeah. I'm doing good.
You didn't get in any trouble last weekend, did you?
No, I just watched it rain.
I didn't either. And I was just chilling in New Orleans, and it was shoulder to shoulder people, but Missy and I, we just kind of, you know, we avoid the trouble spots. Like if it looks a little too crazy, we just pass. I like people watching and all that kind of stuff, but I am not the guy that's drinking and all that. That's not me.
People watch at Walmart.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but it's it's a whole different breed in New Orleans, baby. But I mean, we had a great time and it was a lot of fun. It was hot and I was thinking to myself, man, I bet the HVAC business has got to be good, and they probably don't have a platinum plan in New Orleans. Is that what we're talking about today?
Are
we talking
about
the platinums? Oh, that's good.
And then on Facebook, we're going to, you know, hopefully it doesn't disgust a bunch of people, but we're going to show just what can accumulate in your ductwork over time.
Yeah, and we were walking in this morning, and we decided to entitle The Tale of Two Houses. It's going to be very interesting. You want to stay tuned, Facebook Live guests, to see that. All right, Mark, have I got time to take the call? All right, let's do it. Hey, good morning, William. Thanks for waiting, buddy. What's up?
Well, I've got a house, or my daughter has a house that she just moved into that has got leaks in the pipes.
Oh, no.
They pressure tested it and found the leaks. It had run up the water to almost 21,000 gallons a month.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Do you know what the lines were ran in? Was it copper or PEX?
It was copper, and it was a looped system in the slab.
Uh-huh.
And she found out that the slab had been lifted about a year or two ago.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Well, how common is that? To lift a slab or to put piers in that affects the plumbing like that?
Well, you know, it's crazy, and you don't really know this until you experience it, but slab leaks are so common that we have a whole department that's all that they do, is go around finding the leaks, cutting slabs open, and repairing the leaks. And, you know, I don't hear it that often about it being from caused by peering, but I would say anytime, especially if it's copper and not PEX, copper's rigid, so it, you know, any shifting in where it's at can cause you know, those joints to flex and pull apart and create little pinholes, which can definitely become a problem real quick. I'm so sorry she's going through that.
Well, they also went in there to the sewer system and put one of those cameras down there, and they found that, I guess, the sewer system, or it's got some low places in there where it's got a little bit of standing water. They haven't pressure tested it, but I guess how important is it to go in and fix those sewer leaks? I mean, are they going to have to tunnel under the slab, or do they have to break the slab up?
Well, they have to cut the slab open. What they'll do is they'll saw cut a square, and then they'll jackhammer that out. Now, what I thought I heard you hear say on the drain is that they showed areas where it's collecting water.
Yes.
Okay, that's what we call a belly. And it's basically, it's not a leak, but it's just a low place in the sewer drain that's holding water. And I would say that it can be a problem. It's definitely not at the level of the supply lines that are leaking. What bellies can do is they can cause debris and solids to collect in that belly and eventually end up blocking up her line. And then you're going to have to get it cleared all the time, having somebody run an auger through there and open the line up. So I would say if you're going to be cutting open the slab to fix the copper line, you might as well fix the drain while you're there so that you don't have to deal with it again later.
Well, they did not cut out the slab to put in the water lines. They came down through the ceiling and went down the walls and just, you know, cut the sheetrock.
There you go. That's definitely a route to go. What I would recommend is maybe don't deal with the drain until it's a problem, but there's a real good possibility that it will become a problem. Bellies can be a real issue.
Well, should it be pressure tested?
You could pressure test the drain. What they do is they basically plug it up and fill it with water and then see if it drops is how, what they'll do. They won't pressurize the line. They'll just fill it with water and see if it holds. Or they can do what's called a smoke test. But again, like I said, I think it wouldn't be something bad to do to at least fill it up with water, have it plugged to see if it holds. And if it doesn't sound what you described to me like a leak, though. That just sounds like you might have some bellies, which are very common in drain lines.
Okay, well, we'll proceed accordingly.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling in, William. I'm sorry you guys are dealing with that.
All right, appreciate it. Thank
yes,
you
sir.
Very much.
All right, have a great weekend.
You
yeah,
too.
Man, that's a tough situation. Dealing with slab leaks is never fun. So sorry that they're having to go through that. And it's so different. One, you're dealing with pressurized distribution of, you know, the municipal supplied water to your home. And the other one, you know, you're dealing with just the pipes, non-pressured, that's taking the used water and distributing it out to the sewage. So two totally different types of systems. I know we got to go to the break, Mark. Thanks for letting me go over. You're a good man. Stay with us. We got lots more to cover. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. It's House Talk right here on KRMG. Good morning, Oklahoma, and welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG. AM 740 and FM 102.3. Got to give a big shout out to my son, Tristan Trimble. He just graduated OSU just about, 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I'm so proud of him. I don't have a degree, so he just broke a ceiling in my household. I'm super proud of him, but he's in town. I got to go eat dinner with him last night. And he's on the road right now, headed to the river with his friends. Okay, is the river open? I asked him that because with all this, I was like, man, y'all are going to go float the river? That sounds like that might be dangerous. But they're headed down there to try. I don't know if it's open or not. Even Mark is like, But he's a big muscle head. He'll probably be all right. Welcome back to the show, folks. We're glad to have you with us. I got Skip LaBasse, LaBasse Protection Services, in the house today. I've got Brian Underwood with Mullins HVAC Department. You know, a guest that we haven't had on here in a long time. I was talking to him just this last week because of Missy and I's spontaneous trip to New Orleans. I did something that I haven't done, honestly, in about 6 or 7 months. We took our car, my baby, and I parked it at Fine. And I got the gold detail. I valet parked and I got the gold detail. And I just got to say, if you've flown out and not parked there, you are missing out on this luxurious experience that starts your trip off right and it ends it right. You know, they have the shuttle, they load your luggage for you, they take you to whichever gate you need to go to. And then when you come home, the shuttle is always quickly and readily available. You easily see it marked Fine. You jump on there, give them your ticket. They drive you. I'm rotten. I'm spoiled to this. And if you get the detail, and I know Skip does it. Brian, have you done it?
I haven't got the detail yet, but we park there all the time.
Oh, okay. Mark is in there pointing at himself saying, I've done it.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
Has your car ever been that clean?
It's like brand new.
So we get back from New Orleans, and we get back this last Monday, and they had detailed the car. It is beautiful. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. I'm driving, and here comes the bad weather again. It's raining. It's pouring rain, and we're having to drive the car the next day in the storm. The rain and everything goes away. I'm not even joking. I don't know how this works, but you couldn't even tell that we'd been driving it. It's like it just ran off the car. And I was like, this is weird, because when I do the drive-through clean thing, dust and everything else within 2 days is sticking to my car again. But when you get done, it's fine. Like, I'm just bragging a little bit. This is not a paid endorsement. This is experience.
But very nice people also. Very polite.
Oh, very professional. Kids.
I've taken my car in when I've gone to like Las Vegas, and I didn't get the detail. I came back, and Jeremy will have it spit shine and detailed, saying, hey, it looked dirty, so I cleaned it for you.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just good people.
Oh, yeah. They take your luggage off of the shuttle. They call you by name, you know, they'll know your last name or whatever. And they're like, you know, Mr. Miss Trimble, and they grab your luggage and their kit. And they're standing there. They've got the car doors open with the keys. And I'm telling you, you feel like royalty. It's crazy. I love Fine's customer service.
Especially
give it a shout
in the wintertime, because your car's warmed up waiting on you. You don't have to get to a cold car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's always nice.
It's nice, guys. Treat yourself to this at least once. If you're flying out, you know, everybody knows it sucks coming home. Treat yourself to Fine next time you go. It'll be a good time. Stay with us. We got lots more to cover. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. It's House Talk right here on KRMG. Oklahoma, and welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG AM 740 and FM 102.3. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. Got my buddies in here. Skip LaBasse, LaBasse Protection Services. Brian Underwood, Mullen's HVAC Department. We're covering all sorts of things. I just realized somebody must be saying something about you, Brian. I just realized that I haven't given our contact information this morning, so I apologize. I'm usually so good about that. If you'd like to reach us this morning, we'd love to hear from you. You can call us at 918-460-5764. That's 918-460-KRMG. You can text us at 95920. And we try to address those as well. Or you can go to the Mullen Facebook page and go to our Facebook Live event, and you can interact with comments and questions. We've been hitting them on both sides, the radio and on Facebook. So we want to help you out. We want your comments and your input, so we appreciate that. And take advantage of the day. The weather's going to turn south on us again, but, man, it's beautiful outside right now. So I don't know how long it's going to last. I've been told till this evening, I think. And then it's the ride's over, right, guys? So without further ado, let's jump over here to Skip. We've got Skip Labasse, Labasse Protection Services. Skip, how you doing?
Doing good. Got a mess over here, though. From the
Yeah,
Facebook
you do.
Page.
All the trash. I didn't know what was the...
It was informative, though.
It was very informative. I enjoyed it.
Which ties right into what we're talking about here.
Yeah, it does.
We all know, obviously, all the extreme weather we've had.
Mm-hmm.
Cameras, which if they're IP66 rated, they can take whatever Oklahoma dishes is out. Of course, obviously not a tornado.
Right.
But this weather's really putting stress on cameras out here now. So one thing you can do, most calls I had over the last 2 weeks were my DVR froze up. It's not recording. What happens is whenever you, some kind of electric shock, or comes, your power goes out, comes back on, the DVR is going to go into kind of what I call the hibernation mode.
Okay.
Which means it's just kind of there. And I made up a saying, I can't remember now. It's like, when in doubt, pull the power out.
When in doubt, hey, pull the power out.
That took
out.
Like a whole right. 10 seconds to make up.
Yeah, that was good.
But unplug your DVR and just start over. Sometimes let it sit there for 5 or 10 minutes. You don't have to. But and also, computers do the same thing. Turn your computers off, your modem off, your router off. A lot of people call and say, hey, my phone's not working during these storms on right. the cameras. When in doubt, pull the power out.
Yes, I love
it's
it.
It's kind of catchy, isn't it?
It is catchy.
So and let it reboot and make sure you log back in after you after you reboot it.
Okay.
And it should fix everything. You know, 9 times out of 10, it's fixed everything we've had. We had a couple DVRs go out where the surges in the house have just fried the DVR. But also on your cameras, we talked about hiding the connection on Facebook page.
Right.
You got water. People always, if they do it themselves or they try to do a quick fix, they always try to wrap it with the black tape.
Oh, yeah.
All that does is trap some moisture inside. The moisture is going to get in,
mm-hmm.
and then they just put more
and
on.
And then it can't get out.
It cannot get out, and then right. all it does is rust the connection. So take that. It's better not to have anything on if you're not going to enclose it in a J-box.
Sure.
Like we just talked about. If you don't know, if you didn't watch Facebook so you can see what we did where you can hide that wire, and it's going to make everything last a whole lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
Always get surge protectors. And I always tell people is get a battery backup, a UPS battery backup.
Mm-hmm.
They're $69. They go up to, you know, $120 up to thousands, you know, for big IT closets.
Right.
But for $69, it's an insurance policy, which will, when the power comes on, comes back on, that's when it takes that hit. And that's what affects these electronics.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get a battery backup for 15, 20, 30 minutes when your power goes off, it protects it, stays on during that time.
Okay.
So which protects it on the surge and also has a surge protector in it. But anytime you have problems with your cameras, just reboot the DVR. That fixes it a lot of the times. If that doesn't fix it, give us a holler. We're going to have to come out and see what else is wrong with it. But what I've always here's two things I've noticed. The oldest camera always goes out first.
Right.
And the farthest one away always goes out first.
That's interesting.
It's, I don't know if it's electricity traveling. You think the electricity wants to get the quickest way out.
Yeah, yeah.
But for some reason, it's always the farthest and the oldest that goes out.
Yeah, and you know, you don't think about it, but it's like anything else, water or anything else that you're transporting. You do experience, you know, voltage drop and things like that the further the distance gets. And I'm sure that on a very small level, that stuff's coming into play, no doubt.
But on the front of your camera, you do have a seal, which wears.
Yeah.
You know, it's in the sunlight, you know.
It
water
deteriorates.
It does. Yeah. Now you've got, you know, 2 weeks of heavy, heavy rain.
Right.
It's going to give out,
yeah.
You know, some of them. That's where placement is a key on this, under eaves, you know, at a slant, put the sun visor on.
Yes.
It's really a raindrop. We call it a sun visor, but it's really the rain drip on it. Put all those on. Placement is key on that, which can help you when this stuff does happen, make your investment last a lot longer.
All right. I love it. And of course, as always, you do free estimates, right, Skip?
We give free estimates. Give us a call, 918-955-1381, or look us up on Facebook at Labasse Protection. Or even on the web, labasseprotection.net.
All right, sweet. I love it. Hey, Mark, have I got time to hit a couple of calls here? All right, let's go to Larry. Hey, good morning, Larry. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Ray.
Sir. How are you?
I'm doing just fine this morning.
So you got a leak detection problem with the sprinkler system?
That's correct.
Okay. So how do you know the sprinkler system's leaking?
Okay, what I have is the sprinkler system has a dedicated meter on it.
Okay.
If I turn the sprinkler system completely off and I go to the meter and it's one of these new style electronic ones.
Right, got the smart meter.
Yes.
Okay.
It's showing that there's a flow of 0.33 gallons per minute.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, is that enough of a flow for one of these leak detectors to find it?
It is. You know, we can get out there and locate it. I might have a simpler solution for you if you're interested.
Yes.
If you'll go out and take a look at your controller today and open it up where the wires connect to the terminal on your controller for your sprinkler system. And on the controller, by the power coming into it, you're going to see an MV. And what I'm interested in, you can... Yes, for the master valve. Do you know if your system has a master valve?
Yes, it does.
It does have a master valve. So,
yeah, so the leak is somewhere between the meter and the master valve.
Exactly. Exactly. Or the master valve itself is leaking, which is possible. Honestly, out of a multitude of scenarios, it's the most likely culprit. So the very first thing I would do, just if you're a do-it-yourselfer, is get a rebuild kit and rebuild the master valve first and then see if that fixes your problem. If it doesn't, then give us a call. We'll come out there and we'll narrow down that leak between the master valve and your RPZ or your PVB, whichever one you've got out there.
Okay.
Does that
sound
good? You can go to Ewing Irrigation.
I'm familiar with them.
All right. Take a picture of your master valve and then take your phone with you up to Ewing and show them what you've got, and they'll give you a rebuild kit. They're very easy to change out. And I would do that first and see if that drip goes away before you start paying somebody to come out. If that doesn't work, give us a call back. We'll send somebody out. We'll come find it and fix it for you.
Super. Thank you so much.
All right, Larry. Have a great weekend, brother. Have I got time for David, Mark? All right, let's do it. Hey, good morning, David. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. I see that you have a drain leaking into your vents.
Yeah, I highly suspect it. I haven't had it officially checked yet, but I'm 99.9% sure it's the cause.
Okay.
So my kitchen sink drain down in the wall, well, below the wall, it's in the ground.
Okay.
I tried to snake it 100 times, can't get it to go out and clear out, and it's actually stopped up. And I suspect what's happening is there's a hole. It's rotted out in the bottom of it, and it's saturating the ground, and the mud seeping up into the pipe.
Okay.
And it's also cooling and also draining down into my air vents, which are right there.
Oh, wow.
I stuck my ear down my air vents and heard dripping water.
Okay.
And I've got the smell of like death coming out of my vents.
Oh, wow. So there's two ways to go with this, David. I'm kind of up against a hard break that's approaching here, but this is what I wanted to tell you is we have camera equipment and we can go two directions. We can either camera the sewer line, or we could send HVAC out there to camera the duct. And what this would do is kind of enable us to do two things. One, see on the screen, you could see it too, in color, and we could kind of see exactly what's happening. And then the other thing is that it's got a locator on it, and we can use our wand so that we know exactly where it is in the floor or in the ground and how deep it is so that we kind of know what we're up against. It may be something simple, to be honest with you, but I really think the next step, and it's $250 layout. There's no way around that. But when they leave, you're going to have seen inside your duct and inside your lines. You're going to know what you're dealing with. That would be what I would recommend.
Yeah, that's what I thought I had to do. And really the only fix for that, correct me if I'm wrong, would be to cut a section of the floor out, repair the pipe, and then also address the standing water in the vent pipe.
Yes, sir. You're right. And honestly, with all this being said, I think that the HVAC department's probably the ones we need to send out. They could bring a camera with them and come out and take a look. If you call and schedule that up, we can get out there. We'll help you figure out where it is and what needs to be done.
And what company are you with?
I'm
sorry.
I'm with Mullen.
Oh, Mullen. Okay, sorry.
My marketing sucks. I'm just kidding with you, David. I'm just having fun with you, brother.
More word of mouth advertising.
Yeah, that's right.
I just caught in. I was at Sonic getting some breakfast before I went out and did a job.
Hey, cool.
I'm talking about talking about their plumbing. I was like, oh, I need to call in and find out.
Well, we're glad. We're glad that we got you this morning. So you want me to throw out the phone number before I go to the break?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I'll do it. I'm jumping off the line, but I'll do it going into the break. All right?
Perfect.
Thanks. All right, have a great day, David. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. giving David a hard time. How do you reach me? 918-258-6636 or on the web, mulleninc.com. Stay with us. We've got lots more to cover. It's House Talk right here on KRMG.
Hey, we're back in Sepulpa. It's the Route 66 Blowout. I'm Denver Fox, along with Brian Cox of Cecil & Son Discount Tires. What a great turnout today, Brian.
Oh, it's awesome. There's so many cars, and it's just perfect weather. And we're looking here at a beautiful 62.
Oh, it is. What's your name?
Charlie Johnson.
Charlie, do what you tell us about this car.
This is a 1962 Impala. I graduated from high school. My wife graduated from high school in 1962. It was my bucket list car, but I could never afford it. I looked all over the United States for it, bought it in Boston, Massachusetts, shipped it here.
Wow.
And it'll be our last car. It's a factory. It looks just like it came in the factory.
It
underneath
does.
Or the even in the trunk, it looks brand new.
The engine is so clean, man. You've got this thing spotless. It is really great.
Yeah, it's great to own one. I've had lots of old cars, but I always wanted this when I graduated from high school, but obviously I couldn't afford it like the rest of us.
Oh, man.
But love the car.
Living the dream now.
I'm living the dream.
Get your kicks on Route 66. Head on over and see this and many, many more cars here right on Dewey, which is Route 66 in Sepulpa. For all of us here in Sepulpa at the Route 66 Blowout, I'm Denver Fox, News 102.3 KRMG.
Good morning, Oklahoma, and welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG, AM 740 and FM 102.3. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. In case you don't know it, I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. David's probably like, all right, I got it.
He's like, I'm not calling that guy.
You know what I love about that? I'm picking, Dave. If you're still listening, I'm just having a good time. If you knew me, you'd know that's just the kind of guy I am. I just like to have fun. But, man, it's awesome. I mean, he was just, honestly, it sounds like first-time listener for KRMG and for the show. So, I mean, it was awesome. So, welcome to the fam, right?
I'm still a little distraught over you being in New Orleans the same time as me.
I know.
You could have bought me lunch.
I could have, and I would have. I would have treated you, man.
I'll buy lunch, you buy dinner.
Yeah, wait a minute.
That pork chop is like $90.
Yeah, I don't know if I can go with that. That's, by the way, that's Skip LaBass, LaBass Protection Services. This is the guy that you want to call out. If you're putting in cameras, if you're putting in surround sound, or modifying your movie room, your back patio, any of that kind of stuff, this is your man. And I've saved the best for last. I've got Brian Underwood over here.
Of course.
With Mullen's HVAC department. And we're talking about the Platinum today. You know, we've got like 3 or 4 minutes here. And
that's not long enough.
I know. And there's so much to cover. You're in control. What aspect of the Platinum do you want to talk about?
All of it, but
all
3 to 4 minutes. I know.
I'm sorry. We've been having too much fun this morning. Can we talk about the competition?
I'd love to.
Okay, let's do that. You know, let's talk about the fact that right now their radio and their TV commercials are, you know, pay us this much and we'll come in and do the spring check. Right now it's the spring check, you know, or the heat check, you know. They come out there, they charge you $89 to $130, and they're trying to sound as much like the Platinum as they can. So they're like, if the system fails, that call's free. They mean the initial check that they did is free. So you get $650 bill, they're going to deduct that $89 that you paid. They're going to give that back to you. You owe the rest, okay? Let's flip that. Let's pretend for a minute that there was this thing called Platinum Air and that you were on that in this fictitious fairy tale. How
it
much
went,
would
it
your
went
bill
from mythical to fictitious?
Yeah. Let's the tech shows up riding a unicorn and fixes the system. What's the bill going to look like?
Zero.
Zero. And I love it because you get to see what you would have spent, and then they hit platinum and it discounts it to zero. There are no catches.
Yeah. And by the other thing is, I mean, you know, the other advertisement I just love is people are even they're taking away their OT, you know, payments now.
Yeah. When we come on the weekend, no OT.
But they're still charging you.
They're still charging you.
So, but now the platinum,
I gotta give it. Can't you give it to them? It's creative. I respect the creativity.
They're trying.
They're trying. They're doing the best they can to try to get as close to the platinum as they can. We had someone call in this week and buy 50 platinums. One purchase, 50 platinums last week.
That killed my record.
His record was 30?
37.
37 platinums from one purchase. But Victoria in the office just shattered that with 50. I'm just pointing out the fact that it's like when the lights come on and you finally realize how this works, it's such a no-brainer that you almost can't book the thing fast enough. There are no catches. There are no gimmicks. It's our best foot forward, right, Brian?
Exactly.
Best foot forward. If you want to find out more about it, we would love to talk to you. It's easy to qualify. All you got to do is the system needs to be there.
And be running.
And it needs to be running. It needs to be working. If it isn't, Brian, I have good authority that he will fix the system at a discounted rate to get it working, and then you're on the platinum. So, you know, you can't call us out and not have a condensing unit and sign up on the platinum. You gotta have the system. It's got to be working. Past that, though, age doesn't matter.
Nope. Brand does not matter.
Brand doesn't matter. Neighborhood doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
City doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. We're going to cover it. And, you know, $45 a month. If you have a home that's got more than one unit, it's $20 a month for each additional unit. Mm-hmm. If you want to find out more, give us a call, 918-258-6636, or check it out on the web, MullenInc.com. Hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you have a great and safe weekend. It's been House Talk right here on KRMG, AM 740 and FM 102.3.